This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. On Wednesday, an Illinois judge in DuPage County denied former teacher Christina Formella's request to decrease the distance she's required to maintain from the student she's accused of sexually abusing. Formella, 30, faces 55 charges, including criminal sexual assault, aggravated criminal sexual abuse, indecent solicitation of a child, and grooming. Prosecutors say she engaged in sexual relations with the student over 50 times, with at least 45 incidents occurring at Downers Grove South High School, where she worked as a special education teacher. Last month, Judge Mia McPherson denied the prosecution's request to keep Formella behind bars until trial. However, the judge did impose several conditions for her release, including GPS monitoring, which prevents Formella from coming within 5,000 feet of the alleged victim's school, residence, or place of employment. Formella's defense attorney, Todd Pugh, requested the distance be reduced to 2,500 feet, arguing that Formella's home falls within the exclusionary zone. Since June, Formella has been living at her parents' $560,000 home on a golf course, which is reportedly within a mile of where the teen works. McPherson denied the defense's request and said she's keeping the teen's protection in mind. Body cam captured Formella's clear confusion as she was arrested on March 16th in the driveway of the home she shared with her husband as they returned from running errands together.
Am I in trouble? Like, I'm so lost right now.
Right now, you're being detained for an investigation, and we're bringing you into the police department. And once you get there, they're going to fill you in on everything.
Formella then broke down in tears after hearing the charges against her.
Oh my God. What the f***?
Police said the sexual assault began during a January 2023 tutoring session inside a classroom with the defendant and the 15-year-old student. The abuse reportedly continued for more than a year. The student ultimately ended their relationship in September 2024. Formella is also accused of sending texts that appeared grooming in nature.
I love you so much, baby.
I love you so, so much, Mama.
Even though this morning was short, it was perfect.
I know, baby, it was perfect, baby. So perfect.
I love having sex with you.
I know, baby, I love it so much. It feels so good. It's so passionate. It's so intimate. It's so perfect.
Formella's husband, Michael, accompanied her to the hearing and appeared to be supportive, holding her hand and smiling at her as they waited for the hearing to begin. Formella has pleaded not guilty to the charges. She's due back in court on August 4th. More crime and justice news after this. A Florida teen was arrested after he threatened to shoot up a Polk County McDonald's over a botched order. Dayton Schaefer, 18, told police when he was arrested that his three separate calls threatening to shoot this shit up last week were just a joke. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd used every McDonald's pun in the book, announcing the arrest.
This McNutt didn't get his McNuggets from McDonald's, so he used his McPhone to make a McThreat, his actual phone number. So it was a slow McPitch for us to make a McArrest. Anyway, he's in the McJail. Oh, the Polk County Jail.
Employees called police at about 1 a.m. Wednesday. They were so concerned, they locked up the restaurant until they got an all clear from police. Schaefer admitted to making the calls because the fast food restaurant didn't put chicken McNuggets in his $5 meal. He was charged with making a false report concerning use of a firearm against persons and misuse of a two-way communication device. Judd said that the manager told Schaefer when he called he'd give him the nuggets if he returned, but Schaefer responded with more vulgarities and threats. Schaefer is being held without bond with an August 5th court date. An Oklahoma pediatrician is behind bars after police say she killed her daughter last month during a Florida vacation. Dr. Neha Gupta is charged with first-degree murder in connection with her daughter, Aria Talathi's, death. Miami-Dade police stated the incident happened June 27th at an El Portal Airbnb rental. Gupta told police that Aria drowned while swimming in a pool, but investigators believed that Gupta intentionally killed the child. Gupta told investigators that she woke up to a noise at 3:20 a.m., then discovered a sliding glass door had been opened. She claimed she went outside and discovered her daughter in the pool. Gupta called police and said she didn't know how to swim to retrieve Aria. When first responders arrived at the rental home, they found the victim unresponsive before performing CPR. Aria was then rushed to an area hospital, where she was pronounced dead. An autopsy on June 29th indicated that Aria had no water in her lungs or stomach, but had cuts inside her mouth and bruising inside her cheeks. Doctors said that the injuries were consistent with asphyxiation by smothering. The child's father and Gupta's former husband, Dr. Saurabh Talathi, was in Oklahoma at the time. Gupta and Talathi went through tumultuous divorce proceedings that lasted 2 years. A judge reportedly denied her fight for sole custody. She was also ordered to pay hefty attorney's fees, totaling over $79,000. Talathi didn't know that the pair had traveled out of state. Gupta's defense attorney, Richard Cooper, said that the arrest warrant against her was flimsy. In another statement, Cooper claimed police acted hastily, adding that the toxicology report had not yet been provided. Gupta traveled back to Oklahoma after the incident. She is awaiting extradition back to Florida. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.